B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Hey, real quick, Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris, a photo of them working out today.
They don't have it in their heart. They don't have any heart in that workout.
Ben and Toby literally just came out.
They have a nice glistening sweat going on. Ben, I know Ben has a nice physique.
Ugh. All right, bring the heat
guys
line.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
Yeah, Anthony just brought the heat, and I loved it. I agree with you, too.
Calls it the way I sees it.
Yeah, it's awfully presumptuous. Let's see what we got today.
Well, fellas, it's July, and the Phillies are in third place. The problem is that the next five opponents can break the Phillies' season. The Phillies' pitching staff has been far worse than we expected. And the Aaron Nola finally coming around looking like Aaron Nola, but the rest of the pitching staff is just atrocious.
Yeah, well, this month, leading into deadline, Washington, and we just talked about Strasburg, Corbin, Scherzer, right? Your matchup, by the way, Pivetta goes tomorrow against Strasburg, Nola against Corbin, and we got a TBD for Scherzer on Sunday. Are we going to go with an opener on Sunday, Andrew? Are you available?
No, I think they are going to try to go with Jake Arrieta. They want to see if he can pitch through this.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to guess he's your game three starter. Oh, that's just a guess.
Arrieta Scherzer sounds great on paper 5 years ago.
It was a good matchup a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Scherzer won 2-0. It was actually a nice little game between the two of them.
So after Washington, four against the Dodgers, that doesn't get any easier on a struggling starting pitching staff. Pittsburgh on the road, Detroit back home, Atlanta, San Francisco, and the White Sox.
Yeah, it's tough.
And Pittsburgh's right behind you in the wild card, so don't just say, it's just the Pirates. They're right behind you.
Yeah, it's not a bad team. There's lots going to be determined in the next couple weeks.
Tobias at the ESPYs? What the hell has he ever done and just get paid by the Sixers? No Joe, no Ben there. I guess Tobias is taking the last shot. Hope he knows it.
Because he went to the ESPYs, he's taking the last shot. I never thought to look at it that way. That's a hell of a contribution to the show today. And what the hell has he ever done, Ant? Because he went to an award show. The balls on Tobias Harris to go to the ESPYs and show up there. Man, what has he ever done? I'll tell you, sometimes you lose faith in segments of fans. My faith today is like one of those anvils that drops from the sky on your head. That's what I feel like today.
I'm 36 years old, and I don't read a damn thing. A book, a magazine, newspaper, subtitles in movies. I ain't reading anything. Okay.
I'm reading a book tomorrow. I can't be with that guy.
There you go.
He doesn't read anything or he can't read anything?
That's a good question.
There you go.
Explains a lot.
I'm not reading anything.
I'm reading something today.
I'm heading to the islands, man. I'll see you guys. You know what? The world is populated by okay guys. The okay guy is just kind of... And I think he's morphing... It's like a disease. Like, you know when the zombie disease happens? Like, you know, you've seen these movies where...
I Am Legend.
Right. It's like half zombie, half vampire.
Uh-huh.
And they become just, you know, numbskulls, witless fools.
Yeah.
Like the okay guy. That is permeating the world.
It's spreading
guys
like a virus.
In California.
Yeah.
You got the guy here.
It's bicoastal. Okay guy disease is...
So you better...
We got the flesh-eating bacteria.
I'm heading to the islands to escape.
Oh, my... Can we just take the okay guys and put them on an island? We can call it the Island of Okay. It's like the Misfit Toys. This island's too hot. Okay. They just complain about everything. And none of it's based on fact.
Don't worry, Ant. This next message will bring hope.
I call BS on Andrew. Every single one of my friends reads
I read every day. I don't understand when people say they don't like to read or they don't read. It doesn't comprehend in my brain. I don't get it, but that's false that millennials don't read.
Thank you, brother.
That's not true!
Restoring some hope after the okay guy.
Yeah, we can never paint with that.
I don't water, read a subtitle.
I don't read a subtitle.
What a jerk off.
I don't read the dollar menu at the drive thru. What a knucklehead.
So we have to talk subtitles in a little bit. Because I'm having a problem with the fiance.
What do you mean?
What's the matter?
She needs the subtitles on.
Or are you watching a movie in a different language and she doesn't know? You watching a Lithuanian movie and she doesn't know what they're saying?
No, she's...
And you're getting up her keister about
she
it?
She says she's hard of hearing, which is not true. And she needs the subtitles on while we watch
English. So if you're watching The Office, she needs to have the closed captioned on?
Yeah. She says she's hard of hearing. I don't believe it.
Well, I got a solution.
Because every time I mumble something under my breath, she hears it.
Yeah, you're right. Here's the solution. Get a Bluetooth pair of headphones.
But if she can't hear...
And crank it up.
You got to let her...
She can hear.
No, because...
Well, why would she...
And here's the thing. So we're watching... I was telling you earlier today. We're watching the show You. About the guy who's the stalker. And it's through the stalker's point of view. Very intriguing show, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm focusing on the words now. Because they're popping up.
Yeah, they're distracting you.
So
from
I'm not even watching the damn show.
The cinematography.
I'm watching Joe. And then the words after it.
Yeah.
Starting to drive me nuts.
Yeah, but if she...
You may have to rethink these nuptials.
Wait, but she needs it for some reason.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's closed captioning now. You know what it's going to be when you're married? Huh. No volume on anything, Holmes. You're going to have to watch everything. You're going to have to read everything. And you don't like to read.
No, I don't. I hate reading. I'm like the okay guy.
You're in trouble, man. I'll tell you. You may have to have an intervention.
So you have no solution for me?
No, get her a pair of Bluetooth headphones. She can crank up the volume and hear it in the headphones. If she's hard of hearing, it's not going to help her.
She can't sit there with headphones on watching TV with them?
That's what I do. I watch TV on my iPad.
Yeah, but are you watching the show together?
Yeah,
like, we're
watching
the show together.
You know,
I don't watch shows together.
Well, you know, I had an off night last night.
Yeah, why did he do that? Well, he wanted to. It's a show.
Well, she doesn't
I'm
do
not
that.
The writer.
Really? You don't watch shows together?
We try. Some of the shows I give up are because we watch them together. You know what I mean? I'm an individual show watcher.
Wow.
I go at my own speed. Like, she wants to binge watch Game of Thrones with me back a couple months ago. But she can't keep up with me. And then I got to wait an episode. I go three a day. You know, I'll stay up till 2 a.m. watching it because that's the way it keeps me interested because of the ADD, the OCD, and the restless legs.
I mean,
and 10 other things.
That's what we always
do. Name it,
We've always done that. Watch shows together. All right.
I watch like Jeopardy. So I kick her ass in Jeopardy.
All right.
Years ago, I was watching like a little documentary about the making of Jaws. If you ever saw like Steve Zissou and Spielberg thought he was never going to make another movie again because of how many problems they had on during production. Turned out to be one of the most popular movies of all time.
Yeah, I think it's the 7th grossing film of all time, and it's from 1970. The documentary, by the way, the title of it is called "The Shark Is Still Working."
That's cool.
That's the name of the documentary.
You gotta watch that, man.
Yeah, the making of Jaws. The shark is still working. The impact and legacy of Jaws, narrated by Roy Scheider.
Roy Scheider's awesome.
He's so good in that. So I gotta see where I can.
He was a great actor, Roy Scheider.
And he was so good in that movie. He was in some helicopter movie too. I can't remember what it was called. Somebody will bring it up on Twitter, but I'm trying to see where I can find this documentary to watch it. I don't know if it's one of those ones that's going to be available, you know, on one of the services, Amazon or Hulu or Netflix or whatever. By the way, people keep hitting me up about this Yellowstone show. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I did. It actually sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I heard the trailer. It was a commercial. Season 2 starts.
It's underway right now.
Yeah, and I don't have this channel.
Yeah, it starts, it starts with a P or something. It's a Paradigm or something like that.
Yeah, I don't have a Paramount channel, I think.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
I don't have the channel. It sounds really good.
Yeah, a guy I played Men's League with was telling me about it. He said it's a phenomenal show.
I said
Paramount Network.
You have it? You've seen it's good, huh? Wow.
He says you have too. He says basic cable.
Really?
So maybe just do you have that mic, that remote you can talk into, Bo?
Because I put it on and I couldn't watch it.
It says it used to be Spike or something like that.
Oh, that used to be Spike Network. Oh, okay.
Really?
And is Costner good in it? Ty?
Maybe there's another channel I thought that they don't have. What's the one? There's a show I always wanted to watch. And I'm like, oh, I can't watch it. It's on this channel.
Like Access.
That I don't have.
Something like that. Yeah. The other one I think this guy was talking about was Justified. Which I heard is like five or six seasons.
I don't
it's supposed
know
to be
that
real
one.
Good too. I gotta check that out. I got a whole list, man. It's nuts. These shows. There's so much good content out there. Will you do me a favor and just write an Amazon or a Netflix series already? So I can support you.
Well, I think I'm going out there next Thursday.
Come on. You mean me you go out there with you? Put a horse in somebody's bed? How about I'll put a
I'll let you know.
A bear head in. Go find that bear.
I like it.
We'll ship it out.
I like it.
I'll UPS it overnight.
I might have
out there.
To call you out. Come on.
Just make sure I don't get a snake.
I'll tell you one thing though. I'll make you do the voice for the trailer.
Oh yeah, I'd love to do that. Absolutely. Be a lot of fun. By the way,
of course, it's not mine. It'll be like the minute like they take the script, I'll be a peasant.
You go under the pay no mind list. You get the chair though with your name on it.
Yeah.
You get the Anthony L. Gargano in the back of the chair.
That chair, but right? Like, I won't have any power.
Well, once you get the money, you get the power. That is Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up, ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com, and you'll find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Back to the phones. Dustin in the Northeast is on the Fanatic. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas, how are you?
What's going on, Dustin?
Sorry, but you know, it's perfect timing because to bring the heat line, I'm at the gym right now, sitting in the sauna, sweating my nuts off in there. So, you know, it's perfect timing, guys.
So, you in the steam or the dry sauna?
No, dry sauna.
I'm not a fan of that. The cedar.
I like the dry sauna.
I'm out on that.
Yeah, I mean, get some eucalyptus and some wood.
Yeah.
Just moved to Arizona. It's a dry sauna.
You put the water. you put the water on the hot coals.
Gotcha.
I like that.
So listen, I was following up because you know I heard Ant, you were talking about throwing Ennis into the bagster. You know, all that reminds me of. It reminds me of Vince Young when he said that we had a
dream team.
And when I saw that last night. And I got the update on my phone. My heart sank into my stomach because when we got out of it, I really thought that it was going to be a game changer. But when somebody makes a stupid ass comment like that, you really can't. You can't put the bad juju on the team like that, dude. Especially
I know, like you don't even know. Like right now, like it's a war to get to finals. We haven't been to the finals in 20 years, and you're going to go say it's a walk. We're going to walk there, dude. No good. You're a stiff.
It's like saying we're going to walk to the top of Everest without training.
And the thing that was saying, you said it about probably 15, 20 minutes ago, all you did was put a huge target on our back. Yeah. And we got young dudes who are already, I personally think Ben Simmons is a head case. I think that he gets in his head when everybody says he can't shoot, he can't do this, and he can't do that, and then he forces plays. I think he's a good attacker at the rim, but I think he does force a lot of plays. And that's relevant because you see how many turnovers he gets in a game.
I don't think it's a head case. I think that's a young guard. That's why young guards always improve, like in their third years when you see them start to ascend.
When you first get in the league, Dush, you're kind of just worried about trying not to turn the ball over. You have a lot more coming in as a ball handler and a facilitator than just like a forward that comes into the league that's going to get the ball to attack the rim.
Now, real quick, I want to switch subjects.
Sure.
Because when you were giving those stats out earlier, they have the Cleveland Browns ranked higher than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Cleveland 3, Eagles 4. Mm-hmm. It's just their offense. It's their offense
in total.
They were talking about what's that?
Jay was brought it hit the nail on the head. They're the Cleveland Browns. They're a dumpster fire.
Your guys are
they're
wrong.
They're a good team. They're a good team. Don't get me wrong.
They're not a dumpster fire. They've changed. They're not a dumpster fire.
It's not the.
I'm not sitting here waving the Browns pennant. I could care less about the Cleveland Browns. But you got to call it the way you see it. They're not a dumpster fire. They got a good young quarterback. They got Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry. That's two great receivers. Joe Koo's a really good tight end. Nick Chubb, and then they're getting what's his name? when he gets off suspension, Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, the former chief.
Kareem Hunt. I mean, that's pretty nasty.
I mean, 16-1 odds to win the Super Bowl, too. They're up in the top.
That's my only point. Like, you know, listen, I love the Eagles skill guys. But if I'm going to be, you know, honest about it, you know, I give him a tick ahead. That's all.
Yeah, I can't.
Dream team.
I can't do that with, and I love Baker Mayfield. I do. I love the way he plays. But I need to see more before I'm ready to go that high. You're right, though. He does have great weapons. I mean, you look at those two receivers. Jarvis Landry was a tremendous when he was with Miami.
Yeah, but you know how this is. This is one of those, hey, it's before training camp.
Yep.
Let's rank, I know, the weapons.
Yeah.
They rank everything because you need something to fill content.
Yeah. Tristan Homan, by the way, has found the island for the OK guys, the OK population. The island is, he says, this is the perfect place to send the OK guy. There's an island in New Zealand. It's one of seven uninhabited islands in the Auckland Islands archipelago in New Zealand, 290 kilometers south of the country's main South Island. And it's called Disappointment Island.
That's awesome.
The OK guy island. He should be like Columbus and land on Plymouth Rocks. Right? Right?
That's awesome.
Again, he can be the first guy to get onto Disappointment Island.
Disappointment Island, the Auckland Islands. Yeah. I think archipelago is the grouping of islands.
In that area?
Any grouping of an island.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So we found it. I'll send the coordinates. Great. To the OK guy on his flip phone, and he can find it.
That's great.
And by the way, I call BS on the
Disappointment
OK guy.
Island. Oh, that's beautiful.
I call BS on the OK guy because in his call he said he was 36. I ain't buying it. I think he's older. Walton Hatboro is on the Fanatic. What's up, Walt?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Walt?
That's awesome. Misfit Island. That's like he can be like the king of the Misfit Tours.
Yeah, exactly, brother.
He can be the head great. OK guy.
Yeah, I at first had a question about like the Flyers and their draft, but that guy calling up and talking about the Sixers not having any heart is ridiculous. Like, that dude's a douche. I think he is. You see the way Embiid went off the court at the end last year. Like, he's going to come back with some fire in his belly.
Yeah, he didn't care. And, right? That's what that guy was saying.
And it's a joke. Like, I don't know what that dude's talking about.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to talk about the Flyers, Jason, I want to ask you. Like, I'm watching that draft, and, like, I wanted them to draft Cole Caulfield.
Yep, a lot of people did. Yep.
Because I figured it's a lot of skilled guys, shorter guys that are putting the pucks in the net, and that's one thing that the Flyers don't have. And, like, are they going to get rid of Gossett here since they're drafting all these defensemen? Like, is he on the trading block?
I think that's a possibility. I think everything's clogged up in the league right now, Walt, because of these restricted free agents, and there's business to be done that's not getting done right now because of it.
I got a question for you. That Bobby Brink, is he that far off from Cole Caulfield?
Yeah, he's not that far off. They're both great goal scorers. Thanks for the call, Walt. They're both great goal scorers. Brink's got to work on his skating a little bit, though. And Caulfield's 5'6", 150 pounds.
Damn.
I mean, but look, goal scoring is goal scoring. The guy tied Ovechkin's record at the U18s. When you tie Ovechkin, he's a special scorer, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look for him in the league this year with Montreal, Cole Caulfield, but we'll see. Brings another small guy, though. He's right, though. There's a lot of smaller guys doing damage in a league that's becoming less, we talked about this yesterday, less and less physical. So you don't need to be this hulking guy in that sport anymore.
Right.
Like you once did to create space.
But you do kind of like the, I used to like the big size.
Yeah, in certain spots, you do. But you got to be able to move.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to
move. I agree.
You're a dead man walking. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Boy, a lot of fun today. A lot of great conversation.
I actually had a blast today.
Yeah, James Ennis, you really purged it today, too. Got to feel good, to cathartic for you to get it out. As soon as you heard about the comments, it rubbed you the wrong way because of, consider the source.
I'm not making a federal case out of it, but because there's nothing going on, it became a topic today. And I do feel strongly about certain guys knowing your place. It's a part of a bigger picture.
And we're talking about Arrieta and the things he says,
and
too.
And the fact that, you know, listen, dude, 20 years, They didn't make the finals in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
To call it a walk, jinxed him, Charlie. Don't jinx him.
Yeah. 6-1-0.
I blame everything on that dude. If they don't make the finals,
enemy number one.
He gets blamed for everything. Shut up. Shut up.
610-632-0975.
Shut up.
Midday Show. Gargano and Martinez right here, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
It's actually been a really fun show.
Yeah, liberating in a way.
Despite some of the ridiculous opinions.
Well, we have Disappointment Island. We've got to populate it. I'm buying one-way tickets.
I didn't know that that actually existed.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
We're going to pack people onto the Orca.
Auckland Islands, huh?
Yeah, we're going to pack people onto the Orca and send them over. You know what I mean? Robert Shaw is going to be driving the boat. We'll be good to go. Mikey Miss coming up at 2. Let's get to Fred on the cell. Joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Freddie.
Oh, it's Brad. I'm sorry. He must have misheard me. It's Brad.
Oh, all right. You got it, Brad.
Okay. I'm a longtime fan, and if my comments are ridiculous, let me know. I'm coming to you for guidance here. Because I've called and complained more than once about this to different people, but I feel like I can talk to you guys about it.
Sure.
I feel that Kelenic made one fatal flaw that we're still trying to recover from, which was not picking up Hamels last year, which to me was a violation on so many levels. Fan appreciation,
right.
People in the stands, low risk, and think about how last season would have been saved at least to be enjoyable, if not successful.
Yeah, you might have been. Now, the problem is that you have in the argument is that he's hurt now.
Yeah, now, true. But look what he would have done for us last year and the start of this year. And everybody...
I'm with you. I think that was a mistake,
and
Brad.
I was up in arms about it. I was nuts last year. Nobody,
yeah.
See, Brad...
Listen, he pitched...
Of course they don't.
Here's a couple things. One... He pitched really well second half of the season. When he went to Chicago, he pitched well. So that your point is already proven correct in that he helped pitch them down the stretch.
And I knew that then because he pitched well outside of Texas Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Correct, which is where pitchers go to die in that ballpark. It's 110 degrees.
Oh.
The ball flies out of that ballpark. It's hideous for pitching. So you're right about that. Now, he's been a little bit spotty this year, and then he gets hurt. But your point ultimately is right. You could have brought him back. You would have had at least another veteran arm to lean on. Now, because you got no pitching,
exactly.
Other than Nola and you know, basically a little bit of Arrieta.
The only thing I disagree with you about, Brad, is that it wasn't incumbent upon him to bring him back to, you know, bring him back as a Philly and that kind of thing. You cannot construct your team as a nostalgia thing because it'll make people happy because he was a former Philly that was an MVP of the World Series.
No, but it was a golden opportunity.
That was a carrot. I get it. But I, the general manager, and I think, did the Cubs give up a lot to get him? No. Right? So it wasn't like you had to deplete your farm system for a guy that's a veteran. And when you got a guy like Nola, a young pitcher, you could use a veteran.
Yeah.
A guy like Cole Hamels, I don't know how much of a help a guy like Arrieta is to a young pitcher like Nola. I have no clue. But Cole Hamels was always a good clubhouse guy, right?
I looked up that trade the other day. The return, there was an 18-year-old kid who's apparently hitting pretty well, but he's 18 years old. So he's in like the low A-level baseball. One guy's not in baseball anymore. One guy played in the Korean League and got cut. That's how bad he was.
Yeah.
So they gave up nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He got cut from the Korean League?
Yes.
And Hamels wanted to come back here. I think he was pretty vocal about it. So
Yeah, that's a big mistake.
So they gave up basically one decent prospect who's 18.
Listen, I told you yesterday.
Got a decade off.
At some point, they're going to get exposed the second half. All right? Now, unless they come out and they somehow make a couple deals, get pitching, whatever, and then they start hitting the baseball, you know. But I don't see it. I think they miss the playoffs. I hope they make it, but I think they miss it. And then to me, it's on Klentak, man. So yeah. Next year, that's it. You get, you know, I'm not firing you now, but you're on the clock.
Yeah.
If you miss the playoffs, to me, they're all on the clock.
Yeah. And you got McCutchen for 2 years beyond this one. He'll come back. And they got to extend JT. How many more years does Segura have left, Andrew? Is it one more? It might be two more years on his contract. I think he's like $14.7 million. It's not expensive, but we'll see. T. Will on the Cells on the Fanatic. What's up, T?
Yo, I can't believe the nonsense I'm listening to on this air today. People calling up questioning Joe and Ben's heart. When you saw Embiid walk off the court crying because he lost to a major shot that just crippled the guy, and he knew it was his fault. Because you're talking about a guy who sat on ABC during the playoffs and says, I want to be in Philly, who shut the L.A. stuff down, who's signing a five-year extension to be in Philly, who was on ABC in the interview during the playoffs, says, I want to be in Philly, I want to win a championship. But you know the guy's heart. Yo, these two crazy guys out here are cracking me up, Ant.
I know, T. Will. I listen, it's so off-putting. Yeah, you don't know what's in another man's heart. You might think you know and see and get an idea, but you don't know. And by the way, unless the guy is proven over and over and over as a disappointment, I mean, I think you owe it just to your own fandom to give the guy the benefit of the doubt until he proves you wrong.
How are we ever going to develop superstars in Philadelphia if we don't let them grow? This is the third season they're playing together. Third. They're not even out of elementary school yet.
I know, dude. I hear you. It's ridiculous.
This is crazy, man. Yeah. This is crazy. Nonsense.
It's the impatient world, T. Will. It's the on-demand world. We want everybody to be a finished product, but the moment they step onto the court.
Again, it just doesn't happen?
No. Because you see those guys from afar, like Giannis, and you go, look at Giannis. Look how great he is. Well, what you don't know is that year one and year two, that wasn't what Giannis was.
Look at Kawhi's numbers. Kawhi was
totally
trash.
Yeah.
He came in.
Yeah. You know, well, they also assumed because the hype of they called him generational at points, Ben Simmons, and he was the number one overall pick, that he was just going to walk into this league like LeBron did.
LeBron struggled. LeBron had flashes his first year, but he struggled.
Look at Kobe.
Kobe struggled too, but everyone worked.
Yep.
Let these guys work and let these guys grow.
Yep.
You know, let's embrace our stars in the city instead of trying to talk down on them. You know, that's just like everyone talking about James Ennis. Man, cuz, I heard you rant about it. I'm actually with Ennis. I want to walk through the fire with him. You know why? I want people like that on my team that are not afraid to stand in front of everyone in the East and say, yeah, we going to the East.
Yeah.
Come beat us.
Yeah, that's afraid, but he's not contributing.
He's a contributor.
Get the hell out of here. He plays 10 minutes a game.
That's a contribute.
Get the hell out of here. 10 minutes a game. Now, shut up, dude. He should be he's a shut up dude. Hey, dude, be quiet. So back in the line. Be quiet. I don't want to hear from you. Let alone put that out there. It's hard. And by the way, you kind of cheapen. You cheapen your own. That's amazing to me. How dumb that is. You actually cheapen your own accomplishment. Because if they get to the finals, they go, well, yeah, you said it, man. What a walk in the park.
No Kawhi.
Yeah, nothing. So what you did wasn't that good. You still got to go win. What do you even know what these teams are going to look like? I don't know what the Suns are going to look like. What do I know? Maybe Kemba Walker is a really good fit there. Maybe Tatum's game grows. I don't know. Hayward coming back. Well, my point is that you're an idiot to say that. An idiot. Unless you are a top stud, you're Embiid, and really he's the only one who could say it.
Yeah.
Because he's the only dominant force that's a proven force.
Jimmy isn't even as dominant as Embiid, but if Jimmy Butler was still there, he could have said it.
But even Ben could
say it. That's Jimmy.
But even like Ben can't say it.
No.
Like, you got to be an Embiid type who's a true MVP candidate to say that.
Yeah.
You don't say that, you're a Scrabini.
I'm seeing this picture the bro retweeted out of Ben and Tobias working out. Chris Johnson Hoops is, I guess, the Instagram. So it's Tobias and Ben with, I guess that's Chris Johnson, and it got a shirt on, says Clutch. And Tobias is just, he's wearing a long sleeve hoodie and pants for the workout. Might be trying to shed a couple of the extra LBs.
Hmm.
Maybe a little overseas trip, a little too much, pasta.
Oh, man.
Too much bread. But yeah, good workout for both of those guys. But they're not that into it. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get. Now, coming up at the top of the hour, we got Mikey Miss. He's got you 2-6 today. And we got one more segment to play, so we'll get to a couple of the phone calls here. Been a lot of fun on the phones today. Great job by everybody.
Yeah, don't forget Cousins Corner coming up 6-7. We're at Parks Casino tonight. We're right there, Street Road, Ben Salem. We love our Cousins Corner Parks Casino.
It'll be a great time out there. And you can do the 4-for-4 futures. Yes. Make millions, 13.7 million or whatever it was. Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right. 146. Got Cousins Corner coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Parks Casino. You doing that?
Yeah, you have a good time.
Always.
Make a time of it.
Always do that. And then tomorrow, and then you're on vacation.
Yeah, I'll be out next week. And I know you'll be out a couple of days, and the bro and Andrew will be filling in. You'll hear them Saturday, 8 to noon as well. And I'll be back that following Monday, which just so happens, Anthony, strategically speaking, to be the week that the Eagles will report to NovaCare that Wednesday for training camp 2019, and preparations will be underway.
26th is the day. What's the day?
24th, I believe, is the day 24th. They report. And first practice is, I think, the 25th, if I recall. Yeah, 24th is a Wednesday. So 12 hours, 20 minutes, and 12 days, 20 hours, and 12 minutes until they report. And then practice and
I do want to get into whether or not if we are going to be hyper focused on training camp or not.
Mm. Going into a year where they got to the playoffs, won a game.
I'm telling you, this doesn't mean we're not into them, but how we follow and consume them is different.
Yeah, because you've consumed the ultimate steak.
Yeah.
Potato and vegetable.
I'm telling you, we're still somewhat satiated.
Yeah. It's the 8-course meal. It was fantastic.
It takes a while to digest that.
Wasn't it? It does. It takes a while to get up the courage to go for that 8 courses again. I'm ready for it. I can't wait. I just can't. So the helmets on the field, everything, Hard Knocks, which I love watching.
It'll be fun with the Raiders.
Yeah. It's just, and, you know, to get the NFL, reporting community awakened again. Like, they're all kind of, you know, tucking away for the long haul that's covering an NFL season, mm-hmm. which will start in 2 weeks and then going all the way through, you know, free agency and the draft and all that period. And right now, they're all hunkered down. GMs are hoping the phone doesn't ring. And everybody's getting their last bit of rest in, including Coach Spags, as he gets ready to go to KC.
Yeah.
A couple more weeks at the beach. Then you go get in football mode.
Yeah.
And we're going to send you out to KC.
I think next, yeah. It's
October 27th. We're going to send you out there.
Yeah.
That game. Fun. That'll be a lot of fun. Let's go to Bilal in South Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Bilal?
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Yo, Bilal. What's up, brother?
What's up, cuz? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been listening. You know, I couldn't call in because, you know, I drive and y'all couldn't hear me. So I figured I'd wait until I pulled over. And I just want to say I'm looking at this squad, man, and I'm starting to feel better and better about them. And I can see them making it to the Eastern Finals, man. I can see that, you know, from what Elton did. What y'all think about that?
I think they're going to the finals.
Oh, it's okay for you to say it, but not for James Ennis to say it.
Yeah.
See, that's a double edge.
No, it's
that's
not. No, it's not.
It is, cuz.
Hear me out.
All right.
First of all, did I say I believe they're going to the finals is me as a media guy, all right? As a player on the team, does Giannis give a rat's ass what cuz says? No. Would he?
I don't know. He might.
No, he's not.
So Giannis is putting that picture of Anthony up in the locker room.
He don't care. I don't register in his world.
Cuz, I know where you're going with this, but it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, y'all want Ben Simmons to step up and be more vocal. James Ennis, whether he's Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler, he's still a player on the team. So he got.
Yeah, but he's in. No, you know that. Wait, real quick, Bilal. You play sports your whole life.
True. Right?
All right. You grew up in a neighborhood. Let's do this. All right. What corner did you grow up at?
I grew up on 19th and Catherine.
I know that well. My mother probably taught you in St. Charles. All right. Let me tell you something. You know there's a pecking order. And that certain kids growing up in your neighborhood, in your corner, couldn't say anything. But the dudes that were going to be hooking, they could.
Yeah, because I hear what you're saying. I know what you... But I don't see nothing wrong with the man saying that. I'm with him on it. I'm with him. And I like a man that's going to stand up for his squad.
But he's not the guy. Like, he's not playing.
That's the thing. You can't pinpoint who this player is going. Suppose, Jay, somebody get hurt, right? God forbid, on the Sixers. And James Ennis got to come in and start. Like, he's still that player, though. Like, he's on the team.
Listen, I'm not making a
fact. He doesn't have the stature, below.
The only reason why it came up today is because it's a slow day. We're in the middle of summer. There's not a lot going on. And that's an interesting conversation. It is, because there is truly no right answer, even though I'm right. But no, there's truly no right answer. And it's a great back and forth discussion. So on a Thursday in July with nothing going on, it sounds like it's a big deal, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really making a federal case out of it. I'm not really going to be upset with James Ennis. However, I do honestly believe he should shut his mouth. Because you're making light of the rest of the league. Like, yo, dude, it's an accomplishment to get to the finals. We ain't been there a long 20 years. Shut up.
And you're telling those other teams they're no match.
All right. Again, if I'm Giannis, I'm going, who are you? Like, why? I would the first thing I would do was like smack Ben, the shot.
Who was it Ben was battling with from the Nets? Dudley?
Oh, Jared Dudley.
Jared Dudley. He's like, Jared Dudley said that? Like, seriously?
That's exactly the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's
the source.
Except Dudley's probably even more, is better than Ennis.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get that. But yeah. You get my point.
Yeah. All right, Mikey Biss is coming up next on this Thursday. And our handoff, as always, is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit their website at hand2shouldercenter.com. Cousins Corner tonight down at Parks Street Road. Enjoy the show, brother. We'll be back tomorrow on a football Friday. Yeah, stay tuned. Mikey Biss is coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.